This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Guess we'll stop that there. Another one of those songs that I should let play and replay. Hello, world, and more importantly, RBN family. It is, June 13th, 2021 today. I'm actually going to drive the show today, and generally most of my driving today is confined to riding around in my pastures out here, so it might be a little bit bumpy. I don't know if you want to actually strap on your seatbelt. If we flip over, I wouldn't want you to get trapped. It's been an interesting week. I can't say interesting in a good way. It's kind of like that Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times, you know? Steve, are you there?
I'm right here. I'm helter-skelter, man. Woo!
That's pretty much the way my week has been. It's been pretty crazy. I'll start out. I think it was Friday. When I got back from town, I called up Statmiller's show and told about this. And then I called up Darren Week's show and talked with Darren and Vicky on Saturday for a little bit. And even Darren told me, he said, I had almost kind of put that out of my mind. It's one of those things to make us look like conspiracy theorists, freakazoid nut jobs. But folks, I found out this week that, I let out that, my mother more than likely is experiencing the beginnings of cancer or some type of weird autoimmune crap. And I was talking with her Monday, and just in the middle of the conversation, I just asked her, I said, "You took the vaccine, didn't you?" And she said, "Yes." And that really pissed me off, folks. I mean, as much as I've talked with her, as much as what I've talked about ends up pretty much being, if not exactly true, more true than anything you're going to get on mainstream media network crap. If I'm not right on, I'm not far off with the things that I talk with my family and the people around me about. So that really upset me, and I kind of sat around and stewed, and I don't really even know if I can call it getting angry. Revolted is more of an apt word. Hey, there's anger mixed in with that revulsion. But what I see going on in the world around me, and what I see it turning into, more and more, after this COVID stuff, some other people have woken up. They've started to see, the government intrusion, and they can't tell me that I've got to close my business down. What do they mean? It's like I've got payments to make. Some people are waking up. They're climbing on that first or second rung of that ladder. Unfortunately, the ladder is very freaking high, and most people are kind of afraid of heights. My world here, sometimes I almost wish I had a lobotomy, but about the best I can do is have a lab on top of me, which I've got right now. Get off. So I kind of stewed around, and I went back into town Friday, and took a little friend with me. My little friend was a little about 3/4 inch diameter little ceramic disc magnet. Not super strong, just your average, everyday, run-of-the-mill, refrigerator-type magnet. Didn't have a ladybug on it or anything like that, just a little disc magnet. I went into town. I went to my mom's house. Went in, you know, I said, hey, Mom, you mind if I do something? She said, no. I said, which arm did you get your injection in? She said, well, it was right here somewhere, I think. So she lifted me, pulled her shirt, you know, the sleeve of her shirt up and pointed to a spot. And I said, no, I just want to try something. So I took that little maggot and I put it where she pointed to, where she'd gotten her vaccination. Well, it didn't stick there. So I moved it around a little bit, moved it up a couple of inches, let go of it, and it stuck to her arm. Didn't move. And I know I didn't put any super glue on it. I don't think my mom had any super glue just sitting on her arm waiting for a magnet to come along to stick to. You know, so I said, wow. I said, I moved it over a little bit. If I moved it about an inch from that one spot, it would drop off. But right in one spot, about an inch diameter or so, my little ceramic disc magnet stuck to her arm. She looks up at me and she goes, well, what does that mean? And
oh, God.
Me being revulsed and pissed off, you know, and kind of really freaked out at this point, folks, I just looked at her and I said, I don't know. Y'all apparently consider me the dumbass. Y'all tell me. You tell me. And
oh,
I walked out and I started driving around Fredericksburg, which I almost have to relearn how to drive because, like I said, I'm used to driving in my pastures now. You know, I'm not used to people honking at me and flipping me off and stuff. So and I drove around and I was like, didn't really feel like staying in town. So I'm like, I'm going to go back out. On the way back out to my place out here, folks, I stopped off two other places. One was just this little local bar restaurant, you know, fancy doodad. Well, actually, it started out life as a Lash studio. Now it's a fancy little bar, and of course, it's got bed and breakfast there and everything, you know. Like everything else around Fredericksburg, it's nothing natural and normal like it used to be. Everything's commercialized and charging stupid amounts of money for mediocre crap at the best. Another one was a cousin just down the road from me here. Two more independent confirmations of what I don't have internet, so I haven't seen all these videos of magnets sticking to people and all this stuff and people sticking spoons to themselves and crap. I didn't try the spoon thing or any of that crap. But I can tell you that at least with the Moderna shot, which is what they gave out here in Fredericksburg, that was their big claim to fame. Oh, we put out lots of Moderna shots. We even injected all kinds of people. The ones the other two that I stopped at had both had the Moderna injection. So in this local area, at least, I can tell you that the magnet sticking to the injection site is not conspiracy theory, freakazoid crap. I'm freaked out, but I'm not a freakazoid, okay? I continued on down just past my place to another cousin's. Like I said, it's, you know, I knew that he'd had the vaccination, and I stopped in, and he wanted me to fix a fence for him. I said, well, you know, I said, you know, before I come over and fix your fence, you're going to have to let me do a little experiment. And I said, you know, which shoulder did you get injected in? I pulled it up, you know. Could not get the magnet to stick on him. Now, he had told me already that he'd had the Pfizer injection. Yeah, so, and he went to Austin or somewhere else and got it from his special voodoo doctor. And for all I know, his special voodoo doctor might have just not injected him with anything and given him a piece of paper with a QR code, that squiggly little thing that you can't read unless you're a real smart device, you know. He might have even not even given him an injection, or maybe even said, well, man, he's actually pretty influential, so I'm going to slide in a saline injection. You know, he's going to get one of my special ones out of the special little side refrigerator that the normal people don't get. You know, I can't tell you. You know, I did four experiments. Three of them stuck. One of them didn't. Three of them were Moderna. One of them was a Pfizer. Okay? And I'd been wondering. I'd heard people talk about this. I had not heard anyone mention if they were asking people specifically which vaccination they took. You know, did you have the Johnson & Johnson, this or that? I've heard, you know, where someone went down in front of a clinic and was asking people if they could do a test on them, you know, when they came out, and some of them stuck, some of them didn't. So So they, you know, not really conclusive. But I said, well, did this clinic have all three of those vaccinations? And you have like a choice that's where you can, you know, you can pick which designer drug you want shot into you. I don't know. All I can tell you is my experience. I had not seen all the videos. I'd heard them, heard about them. I actually did it, folks. And I ain't got no reason to lie to you. You know, I actually confirmed that, yes, ain't no reason a magnet should stick to anyone's body. I don't care. Three people that I did it to, you know, fairly recently, within the last month, month and a half. I don't know when the other two had it. My mother's was fairly recent. So, yes, it is true. The magnet does stick. And as far as calls here, we might take calls last hour or last 30 minutes. I'm driving today. I'm gonna try to play some clips for you. Just a very short period of time that when I come in and I sit and I try to gather information, it's not hard. Yeah, I'm gonna play some stuff that it's not earth shaking. It's not gonna bring any new revelations to the world, but just how easy it is to find stuff and use your own discernment to figure out if it makes sense with what you see going on in the world around you. You know, you can get truth anywhere. You know, are we not supposed to believe Larry Silverstein, you know, talking about what happened to Building 7 on 9/11? You know, are we not supposed to believe what he said? Well, we decided there'd been enough death, and we decided we didn't want any more deaths, so we pulled all the people out, and we gave the order to pull the building, and we watched it come down. Are we not supposed to believe his moment of candor there because he's a Jew? You can get truth from anywhere. They get cocky. They put stuff out. You have discernment to figure it out, you can get a lot of truth from even a Jew. You know, I am kind of poking it at people that, you know, that if I say like I did yesterday, I went out to collect my eggs, I got stung twice on the back of the neck, you know. And you know, there are people I know that would call in and say, well, you got stung by a Jew, they were Jews. I'm like, no, they were wasps. And it's like, I didn't see any little yarmulkes on their heads or moils in their little claspers or anything. You know, everything on this planet, especially what affects my life directly, is not a Jew at the very top that initiated what might be happening to me. Yes, I will admit, and I have, that a lot of times, yes, the power people, the ones with the money, everything else, they are more than likely of that little tribe. But there's a whole lot of lackeys, you know. They're like one in a million, maybe, you know. They've got a million lackeys under them that are doing their bidding. And, you know, consciously, unconsciously, whatever, that are doing their bidding. That is what most of the time when everything you talk about is a Jew does this, a Jew did that, it's a Jew. It does start sounding crazy to most people because most people are like me. That's not the direct effect that is really affecting our lives, okay? You know, I'm a freak in today's world. You know, when I'm going to play some clips here, and I'm going to have to open steam valves and throw petcocks and everything to get it all running, because I'm still analog in a digital world. And the digital world is a nightmare from my perspective. You know, I wish it could be different. There are good aspects of it. But if 10% of it's good and it allows you to, you know, do Facebook and chitter chat like a twit, you know, if you think that's good, fine. But 90% of it has been weaponized against you, and everything that you do while you're playing with that crap is being used against you. If 90% of it's bad and 10% of it's good and makes life more comfortable, you want to try to tell me that the overall effect is good, you know? I've got a young man. There's a young man down in Florida that I talked to. I almost called him a kid. He's a young man. Apparently, he's got a brain. You know, he's of Chinese origin. So, guess what, folks? He's an engineer. You know, but this young man knows nothing but the digital world. Never had a world where there wasn't computers around. You know, and he seems to understand more of what I remember being young before. Everyone could talk to the other side of the world in half a millisecond. And I know that's a long time period in today's world. It's what, down to a petasecond or something now?
That's 500 milliseconds.
500 milliseconds. Wow.
I thought, that's I thought, how we... And, go
well,
ahead.
What about with the new 5G? It probably down to 0.005 of a millisecond. I've been babbling. Got anything to say before I play this first little clip?
No, you can go ahead and get ready to play the clip, or just play the clip. I'm just following along. You know, well, hold on. Let me add one thing. When you were talking about your mom and what happened after the magnet actually stuck to her arm, that was kind of freaky, but it was also kind of normal, right? So you put the magnet up to her arm and it stuck, and she asked, well, what does that mean? And that's interesting all in itself, right? As the person realizes, why? Why did that happen? They're looking for answers, right? Of course, you don't have any answers to why. Well, you know, roughly, yes, it was the injection. What does that mean? But the fact is, if you would have told her exactly what it was, which I have a clue of where it's going or what that is, right? There's a good video up on Republic Broadcasting where they talk about the one of the products in the injection that they're giving out to everybody. But as you walked out, it was kind of, you know, well, it's futile. Why should I even open up my mouth? You know, you're not going to listen to me anyway.
I tried and tried.
For years, we've been,
like I said, what I talk about ends up coming true. And they, you know, like I said, the look in her eyes, Steve, when she looked at me, she goes, what does that mean? And I'm sorry, I just, after all this crap, I smart-assed off to my mother. I said, I don't know, y'all call me the dumbass, y'all figure it out. And I left.
Right. And they can go find a plausible. I'm just wondering, as this balloon bursts, right? Because it is bursting in my world. I've been dealing with that. Oh, it stuck a spoon to my arm, and it stuck, and I'm magnetic, and blah blah blah. And listening to the corporate media sources, they've been covering this up, right? And it's happening, and social giant media companies are covering this up. And you go, well, what the hell? But in real life, it's actually happening. I have no reason to doubt you, but go out with a magnet and start trying to put it on people's arms. You know, that's going to be happening.
Hey, y'all
right
out there,
now.
Everyone's got, y'all all probably have some kind of friend or some kind of family member who against probably you trying to tell them about, you know, don't take the vaccine. This whole thing's been bull hockey pooty from the start, you know? And if you're still in contact with them, you can go to Walmart, get your little ceramic, refrigerator magnet. Just try this on them, just for kicks and giggles. You know, don't believe me. I say that all the time. Go do it yourself. I figured it was real. You know, I was on more on the real side than the crazy crap. I proved it to myself. Freaked me out. It makes an uncomfortable world even a little more uncomfortable. But you find a little bit more of the truth. And unfortunately, the truth a lot of times ain't real comforting in today's world.
Yeah, on the internet, there's so many of these stupid little videos, kitten videos, and this video and that video. Tide Pod, this challenge, that challenge, right? Stick your head in sand challenge. I had to take that with a grain of salt, right? To think that it was disinformation, right? That it wasn't actually happening and they're using something to stick. But now that you've brought this forward to me, it's like, oh, smack. What the hell now? I don't know. Just still, I'm standing on the don't do it. And the if you did it, oh, crap. I'm sorry. You made a bad decision.
And you know, Steve, I hate to say this because I actually do care about people and everything.
I do,
you know,
too.
At this point, especially after this little incident, I'm ready for the brainless morons who just believe shiitake mushrooms, I'll say that, because I couldn't keep those first four letters from coming out in my phrase. I'm ready to be the Omega Man. You know, I'm sorry. I just don't want the zombie apocalypse around me.
Yeah.
There's a break, folks. We come back. I'm going to play just a little short clip by a guy named John Kiriakou. Who I know might be a Jew at heart, but he's tells it. It's just a very short clip, and that's why I'm going to start playing my clips when we come back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back to the RBN family that's still listening out there. I might have pissed off a few of you, but I'm not here to be real popular. I'm here to try to dig for the truth and just try to make the world have a little bit of sanity, try to find a little corner of it, and it's getting harder and harder, folks. I'm going to go ahead and try to get this clip started, and I'm going to have to hold my phone down in front of the speaker. And this first one's fairly short, and so Sam might have to adjust the dials. I don't know if I've got too much volume or not. You'll have to tell me, and hopefully it'll go smoother after this one. But let me see. Let me get it started here, and here we go, folks.
I think we should all just assume that our communications, even our encrypted communications, are being monitored. Pretty much all communications apps can be used by law enforcement or by intelligence services to spy on average people in these organizations like NSA and GCHQ and CIA. They're working on things that we can only imagine, we can only fantasize about. We have no idea the scope of the technology that they have access to. And so I don't think it's ever safe for the average person. The reason that they say they do it is that it's to keep us safe, it's to allow law enforcement to collect information on possible terrorist attacks or criminal activities, But that's not the way the Constitution works. All platforms are compromised, and that's why we should always be so careful in our private communications.
Okay, that come through all right, Sam?
Yeah, that sounded good.
Okay.
It was clean.
Great. Yeah, that was John Kiriakou, just a short clip of someone who, you know, I can't say if he did he actually go to prison. I didn't go visit him. I don't know. I never saw pictures of him in prison, you know, but, you know, he used to work for these, you know, he was a one of those secret squirrel people, you know, inside, knows what's going on, and apparently got thrown in prison because of what he came out and tried to make people aware of. That one little short clip there is your digital world. Nothing that is run by a grid electron is safe. I can remember hearing since I was very, you know, pretty young, you know, that you know, the powers that be, they can, you know, turn your wall outlet in your house, use it as a microphone. You know, if they want to, you know, they could have listened on a carrier signal on your 60 hertz, 120 volt, you know, power coming through your lines in your house. I'm not an electrical engineer. I understand what can be done to a point. You know, I'm fairly intelligent, know a little bit about electronics, but I've also not had the indoctrination of being an electrical engineer, that things can only work one way, and that's the only way, and, you know, Hail Mary, you know, full of grace, whatever, you know. You know, they want you to believe that science is science. Oh, you can't deny the science, and we've lost the meaning of the word science. The basic meaning of the word, if you want to put it at its simplest, is always question. Nothing is set completely in stone. You know, we've got all these laws of physics, you know. Well, that's a pretty good approximation that we can understand with what we know at this point in time. But, you know, a lot of that stuff's been changed. You know, it's, oh, the atom's the smallest thing ever. Then it goes down to, you know, all the little subparticles and the sub-subparticles and the sub-subparticles and it. As far as I can tell, it all eventually comes down to everything is frequencies. You know, the Schumann resonance, the resonance of the universe, the resonance of our planet. You know, Tesla technology, scalar waves, scalar interferometry. You know, what can be done in reality? The closer we get to, you want to call it the God particle, whatever created what's around us. You want to call it God? You want to call it a giant high school space alien girl and? Or just a science experiment in their social studies class, you know. Well, let's see if they destroy themselves this time. You know, it's like, you know, a million years in our time might just be a class period in their time. I can't say what God is, who God is. You know, if I presume to know that, that would put me on a level with God, and I don't think that much of myself, folks. You know, I know I've got some innate intelligence, but I don't put myself on par with the vast powers and everything else out there in the universe, whatever it might be. You know, do we live on a flat Earth? Do we live on a globe? You know, I've never really been out to space. I can make my own correlations by, you know, the physics and just easy physics from things that we have in our life, you know, that you can actually see and experiment and repeat experiments, you know. I still have some wonder in my life, you know. I don't presume to know 100% of anything, or definitely not everything, but I don't know. Let me see this next clip. It's 1 minute to. Let me see. Let me see if I can get this in real. Well, maybe not. Maybe I can get it in real quick here. Hang on. Let me see.
Global sting operation led by the U.S. The FBI is claiming to have caught more than 800 criminals worldwide, including arms and drug dealers, by tricking them into using an encrypted app. Aside from Austria, raids have taken place in more than a dozen countries, including Australia, where federal police worked alongside U.S. intelligence. The app, called Anom, was run by the FBI. Security forces apparently got senior figures in organized crime to use and promote it and allow the intelligence agency to monitor communications between those gangs. Now, the FBI legal attaché...
Hang on, we'll be right back.
...hailed the operation as a
major. Republic of Texas Radio.
This operation demonstrates how the FBI and our international law enforcement partners...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So here we fight all through the night.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Break it a little bit quicker than my sundial was telling me. It's a little cloudy out here today. I don't know if any of that came through, Steve.
Yeah, you got most of it before the break came in. Yeah, you know, okay. Definitely.
Once again, people thinking they're doing secret squirrel stuff, don't bet on it, folks. Don't bet on it. next thing I want to play, and this is like 20 minutes or something like that. It's just a conversation between four guys. I've listened to it several times, and I can't really find anything I disagree with, except for if they had more time, I can tell just from the body language of a couple of these guys that they would like to go much deeper on what their part in this conversation is. So let's go ahead and I'll get this started here. This is going to run for a while, and there'll be a break in the middle, and we'll see if we can get through this without being hit by the commercial break.
Crosstalking the media, I'm joined by my guest, John Varelli in New York. He is a political analyst as well as a former foreign correspondent in Russia. In Greenwich, we have Tom Varelli. He is a contributor with Real America's Voice. And in Los Angeles, we cross to Pi Ian. He is a corporate strategic planning and independent economic analyst. All right, gentlemen, crosstalk rules in effect. That means you can jump in anytime you want. Pi, I always go to the person that got up earliest for this program, and that's you, because you're exactly on the other side of the world as me. As I said in my introduction, why do people tune in anymore? We know the ratings are really, really down. But, I mean, in my introduction, I just gave you the easiest stories that they've blundered over the last few years, and there is no corrective. They don't even recognize that they misinform the public, incite the public, and with no self-reflection of how much damage it's being done here. And on top of it, all of these stories just divide people, and it seems to me that's their primary ideological motive, is to divide, okay, because who knows what's going on? You really have to make an effort to learn what's going on, because you watch cable and read the broadsheets, you're lost. Maybe that's the point. Go ahead, Pi.
They obey a ruling transatlantic elite establishment, not rigorous rules of journalism. Anyone hearing that is paranoid, simply hasn't read history, let alone done a simple Google search on government molestation of a so-called free press over the past several decades. The news media is corrupted on just about everything besides, I don't know, sports and weather reporting. Practically all other reporting is politicized, be it macroeconomic, geopolitical, or certainly the science of healthcare over the past year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, if I could go to John, it looks like narrative always will trump reality, because that's all we're given is approved by the professional managerial class narratives that we can talk about. You can't talk about this or we'll disappear you with their friends in big tech. And then, you know, the biggest one of all is the lab leak story. You know, now we're allowed to talk about it. Well, who in the world has the right to tell us what we can say and what we can't say? But they use coercion. We will disappear you from public life. I mean, this is just absolute lunacy. So, I mean, you know, what is it? You know, there was a Soviet saying, you know, the future is set, but the past is uncertain. And this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
yeah.
John.
Yeah, no, it was disgraceful a year ago. Well, in March 2020, when journalists, when 25, 30-year-old journalists are calling Dr. Luc Montagnier, who has a Nobel Prize in virology, and these 25, 30-year-old journalists are calling him a conspiracy theorist because he said the virus, COVID-19, is from a lab. It's absolute madness, Peter. Absolutely. We're living in an insane asylum that these hacks, these journalistic hacks, think they can criticize a Nobel Prize laureate. It is pure madness. But we know they work. They're just a PR agency, basically. The major media now, most of them are just working as PR agencies for powerful interests, especially in the U.S. government, the British government, the Democratic Party, first and foremost, but also for corporate interests. Well, whoever will pay them. And most journalists probably sincerely believe they're doing their job, but they don't realize that they are being manipulated by their editors and, well, by those above them. And that's what's really sad, because a lot of journalists sincerely think they're journalists, they're fighting for the truth, they're going to, you know, they're going to serve the public. And that's what's really sad. They need to wake up. The journalists, the massive journalists, need to wake up, and they need to revolt against their superiors.
Well, Tom, maybe they equate journalism with advocacy, because they're not the same thing. As a matter of fact, when you co-mingle them, it is very, very dangerous, because it colors what you see and understand. So, I mean, I think they call themselves journalists, but they're really advocates for an ideology here. You know, Tom, one of the interesting things is that, you know, doing Crosstalk now over 10 years, is that I've kind of distilled down what this program does, is that we debunk all of this stuff. That's what we end up doing, because they look at us as conjuring up crazy ideas, and then we end up being right almost every single time, but they never turn around and say, well, you got a point there. They never say that, okay? What they do is they smear you, okay? That's what journalists do. They smear, and you know what journalists also do? They smear other journalists, okay? That's how bad it is. Go ahead, Tom in Greenwich.
No, you're absolutely right, Peter. This is exactly what they do. And your lead to the question is, it is agenda-driven media. They have an agenda. And going back to former President Trump, their agenda was to get him out of office, and the SARS-CoV-2 virus was the perfect vehicle to do that. Early on, they criticized Trump when he banned travel from China. They called him a xenophobe. And then the scientists actually created a scenario, gave the media the whole conspiracy theory of a lab origin virus right out of the bat. There was that Lancet statement that said you were a conspiracy theorist if you dared to think it came from the lab. And the media didn't do any due diligence, because the person behind that, the one who orchestrated that, was Dr. Peter Daszak, who was the person who funded the Wuhan lab. If that isn't a screaming conflict of interest, I don't know what is.
Yeah, well, you know, Tom, if you know, it's this program and there's a few other places that you can go to and you can actually hear that. I mean, yesterday I saw Dr. Fauci on one of these ridiculous morning programs that nobody watches. And, you know, it was just all chit-chat about, you know, flowers on a table. And, oh, the president's wife was there. And it was all very jovial. No one asked him, like, by the way, what was that exchange you had about gain of function with your colleague in the beginning of last year? Nothing. Zero. Absolutely zero. I mean, that is the definition of just pure disinformation. If they don't agree with it, it doesn't exist. Pi, agree with me or disagree with me on that?
I mean, I agree with you. And then just with regard to this Wuhan lab leak theory, and frankly, Anthony Fauci's now seemingly potentially being thrown under the bus. We'll see where the narrative goes. They all appear kind of coordinated in order to deflect attention away from what Beijing certainly and others around the world have been loudly adamant about in their formal state pronouncements as well as their English language press online for over a year. Namely, the need for U.S. authorities to prudently investigate Fort Detrick, Maryland, as well as other U.S. labs around the world, biolabs, regarding COVID's root causes. The WHO and China joint research concluded just in March that the Wuhan lab leak theory lacks credibility, but that won't stop it from gaining Atlantis' propaganda mileage. I mean, China's English language press, CGTN, is loud about it, but it's verboten territory anywhere in corporate press in the U.S., U.K., or certainly other Five Eyes nations. Why? Even I can follow up. I'm just some guy, but I can follow up on a CGTN piece in English and think for myself, as can millions of others. Hence this latest distraction with team player Fauci in order to shift narratives. I mean, who writes these scripts for the press to then recite? Some neocon hacks with Heidegger fetishes who never finished film school?
Yeah, I mean, interesting. In my introduction, I gave all of the ridiculous fiascos. You know, these people, it was orchestrated with people that are not very bright, okay? That is obvious here. That's why they fall apart. And these new, quote-unquote, news stories are for other news people to believe, okay, which they all just kind of nod their head. Okay, like seals, you know, clapping here. You know, but John, you know, I want to make it clear to everyone here. I want to know what happened, okay? I'm not interested in blaming or, you know, punitive anything. I'm not interested in that. I want to know what happened so we don't go through it again. Because for all the people that report upon it and all the Fauci-like people, they still get paid. They're doing really, really well. There are hundreds of millions of people around the world that are in distress right now because of this. And we need accountability. And to get accountability, we need to know the truth for a change. Go ahead, John, in New York.
Yeah, no, there's going to be no accountability because, as we know, okay, there's a ruling elite and there's a media that serves as this ruling elite. And so there's never going to be an accountability. Never will be independent investigation. Fauci won't be brought to justice. I mean, maybe he'll be thrown under the bus by people obviously more powerful because he's just a pawn at the end of the day. But there's one moment here I really want to emphasize that we haven't talked about is the public. How does the American public see this? And why do they fall for it every time? Every time the American public, at least 50 to 60%, they fall for it. Not entirely 100%, but 50 to 60% of people believe the lies and they fall for it every time. Why? Because Americans have effectively outsourced their thinking to the media.
Yeah,
most Americans, they cannot, they're so busy, they have so much debt, they have so much credit card debt, they pay the rent, pay the mortgage.
Yep.
Honestly, they're smart people, but they have no time to think. So they just okay, NBC said this, CNN said that, New York Times said that. That's what I'm going to think because I have no time to think. So I effectively, most Americans outsource their thinking to the major media. The major media knows that. The corporate media, call them the party-controlled media, they know that. And so they will trick, they will deceive the American public every time and get away with it.
Yeah,
never accountable.
Okay, I'm going to go to Tom here, last minute here. But also, I would extend upon what John just said there, is that if you don't agree, if you do dissent, then you're a bigot, then you're a racist, you're a transphobe. I mean, they'll smear you if you don't agree. Go ahead, right before we go to the break. Go ahead, John.
No, sorry. Peter, that's right. Xenophobe or throw the list out there. It really is about silencing any opposition. And what I find most frightening is silencing independent thought.
That's what our country here in the U.S. is based on, freedom of expression, freedom of beliefs, freedom to assemble. And what the progressive Democrat left wants to do is silence that, and the media is there cheering them on.
Well, and also, you know, in with this lab leak theory, it's not really about China, in my opinion. It's about the U.S. government involvement in this. This is what they're really, really worried about. Because they demonize Russia, Iran, China, and that's all not new for us here. But if the U.S. government and officials are involved in this, then that is something really catastrophic that we have to consider. All right, I'm going to go to a short break here, and after that, short.
Okay, a little break here. I don't know, Steve, what do you think about that conversation so far?
It's definitely interesting. I like that part about the people have outsourced their thinking to, well, I guess the corporate narrative. I remember when I did, Alan, so it wasn't too long ago, 15 years ago, where I had an outsourced brain. It was programmed by NPR, all the media sources. And I don't know what gets a person to change, but that hit home with me, outsourced thinking.
Yeah, and, you know, that was one of the poignant parts that I found in it also. Here, it's coming right back here. Let's finish this off, and hopefully we can go through the break. If not, I'll play the end of it afterwards.
Okay, let's try it.
Let's go back to Los Angeles. One of the things I find very disturbing are these official narratives that we're forced to abide by. And one of those narratives, it has to do with science. Now, a little over a year ago, science is science. You know, I'm not great with math and that kind of stuff. Okay. And you know, when the Lancet comes out with an article, you know, I'm not a science guy, but I know what the Lancet is, and now I find out that's basically completely fraudulent here. I mean, to enforce these ideologies and these narratives, they destroy everything in their way. Everything. Now, you is there like a Fox News scientist or a CNN scientist now? I mean, then what's the worth of science? I mean, they've junked that too. Go ahead. Hi.
Well, first of all, you bring up any of these issues to family, friends, colleagues, whoever, and they'll throw back this peer review issue. They'll say, look, whatever you're citing to me, unless it's peer review approved, never mind the plethora of controversies involving essentially bought off peer review over decades. And the general, yeah, I mean, you're right. The corporate media is oddly stuck to a very strict script over the last certainly 20 months, parroting essentially whatever Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates say as if they're Old Testament prophets. And meanwhile, alternative and foreign media online have consistently hosted countless MDs, PhDs, RNs, nurses, related specialists who are objecting to clearly assigned talking points from this NIH, WHO, CDC, and Big Pharma syndicate, essentially, because corporate media and corporate medicine ultimately obey the same elite establishment and have for over a century. I mean, the media parrots, quote-unquote, trust the science rather than supposed quackery online, yet not every specialist loudly objecting to these assigned orthodoxies is a quack. I mean, the late Nobel laureate Carrie Mullis, who both invented the PCR test and critiqued its institutional misuses, certainly wasn't a quack of any sort. But you wouldn't know that because the corporate press paints him as some drug-inspired loon or something.
Yeah, you know, Johnny, it's like when I hear, you know, trust the science, actually that translates to my mind as shut up and listen and follow the leader, okay? That's how I react. When anyone tells me follow the science, that means they got an angle. They got an angle there, okay? Why do I feel that way? They made me do that. They make all of us feel that way after one hoax after another. And you want me to you're gonna sell me another, the same bill of goods again here? I mean, this is really quite. I mean, what it does is it's creating a fragmented society where nobody knows what to believe. And I'm absolutely convinced that particularly the liberal corporate media, they're pinpointing, they're identifying for you who to hate, because the war, international war on terror, has come home, and those are the people that are your enemies. You see it every single day. Joe Biden's comments in Tulsa was ghastly in my mind. Ghastly. I mean, that is just saying, you know, bring it on, civil war. It's completely irresponsible, and the media just goes right along with it. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, but that's the goal. The goal is to create constant chaos. It's almost like a sort of like a Maoist strategy here. Maybe these people probably have never read Mao or don't know much about him, but that is, in essence, the strategy. Create more chaos, turmoil in society, hate, division. And we see it, you know, just so you, just so your viewers know, I was out of the country, right, from 1990 to 2013. So when I returned to the U.S. in late 2013, I suddenly realized an entirely different country, and especially the tension. I had never seen such tension, such division before. And supposedly Obama was going to bring the country together, but quite the opposite happened. And then I realized the media, where I worked 15 years in the major media, and I realized I left 2011 from the major media, and I realized that the major media had changed, and it simply had become an instrument of the ruling elite. And one of the main policies was create turmoil, create division, create stress and tension in society, have people hate each other. Because why? The answer is very simple. It's easier to rule them that way.
Yeah.
Keep people divided and fighting each other.
You know, Tom, one of the interesting things is that the media is, I don't know how to describe it, has not overcome or come to terms with Donald Trump. Because, again, with this lab leak story, because Trump said one thing, it must be the opposite. But, I mean, you know, if Trump said 2 + 2 = 4, they'd say he's a liar. Because he said it, okay? I mean, there are plenty of things the former president said that I did not like and very strongly disagreed with. But you take it issue by issue, and this is what the media has done. They Trump derangement syndrome is just taken over their DNA. I mean, you have to take everything case by case and try to verify.
I don't know. I guess we're still going here. Yeah, there's still just a couple minutes here. Like I said, great conversation. I'll go ahead and keep it going here.
Facts instead of just smearing it away because someone said it. And also, if you look at MSNBC, they keep doing Trump because they need the ratings. I mean, every single segment somehow goes back to the former president. I mean, it's been 6 months. Life has moved on. But they live there. They that's their space where they habitate. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Peter, certainly they had an agenda. The agenda was to hate everything Trump. And your first introduction listed all the things that were connected to former President Trump and the way the media misguided it, used it, abused it. But you and the other panelists have mentioned a key word is called accountability. Look, I have a degree in molecular biology. I follow science. I follow data. Going into this pandemic, I was completely neutral. But time evolved. All my eyes and focus went on Dr. Anthony Fauci because of all people, he had one job to do. Protecting the United States from pandemics because he runs the infectious disease unit at NIH, the National Institutes of Health. And he opposed the China travel ban. He didn't agree that there was a problem. He was denying that there was a problem with the virus until mid-March. That is just amazing to me because his job, if anything, would have been to exaggerate the risk, to build his bureaucracy and to keep Americans safe, yet he did the complete opposite. And oh, by the way, he's the highest paid government official. He makes more money than President Biden. This is simply outrageous. Need to hold people accountable for their jobs.
Well, Tom, it seems to me his primary function in his current position is to dole out taxpayers' money to pet projects that he likes. And, you know, gain of function, which is a term I only learned over the past year, I mean, he's basically the godfather of it. It's documented. It's documented all over the place if you want to know. So, I mean, that's quite peculiar. I mean, why is American money doing this kind of experimentation in a foreign country when it was prohibited in the United States? I mean, can anyone just ask that simple question?
Right.
I know Rand Paul's been trying to do that. And, again, he's just dismissed as being a fool, but he's a physician. I mean, of all the people of Congress that could ask an intelligent question, and believe me, there aren't very many intelligent people in Congress, he's the guy. Pi, I noticed you're agreeing with me. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I agree with Thomas. So, I mean, both guests, press knobs, getting back to just the press, they're not allowed to think or ask necessary questions. Just on this issue of Anthony Fauci, I mean, even if he was the most gifted immunologist in the U.S., assume that for a split second. His staying power in such a politically critical role should beg deeper questions over the more esoteric aspects of healthcare and governance. I mean, you consider surgeons general only serve four-year terms as appointed by the president. Why only 4 years when Fauci's advised every U.S. president since Reagan? I was a kid when he came on board. I mean, why him per se? Is it purely due to scientific skill or due to, like, establishment relationships and, frankly, deception skills, the likes of which, I don't know, say the U.S. Federal Reserve chair is urged to retain? Fauci's 80 years old, keeps contradicting himself, and complains about only getting, like, 4 hours of sleep nowadays, and yet he's supposedly the most important physician in the world right now because there's no one else out there to at least credibly vet the science, as your other guest alluded to.
You know, John, I mean, again, I mean, he seems like the quintessential bureaucratic operator, and he has amazing staying power, which I had never heard of the guy until all of this happened here. But but for me, this is all, you know, we're talking, the focus is on the media here, but it's the professional managerial class. We can take it away from left to right here. It's more about a certain class and its interests here. And they adore him because they reinforce narratives that are beneficial to them as a group of people, okay? And so that's why they naturally protect him, because he's credentialed and he's connected and he has the right zip code, okay? That's what it's all about. I see this as these people protecting their view of the world because it works for them. We all, you know, they're all having wine in the shower and having brunch, okay? As so many people in the world are still recovering from all of this, and nobody wants to find out why, apparently. This is just abominable. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. But it goes even deeper than that, because as we know, American society, America is a country where if you don't perform, you get fired. It could be quite easily you'd be fired.
No, for you, John, for Tom, for Pi, and me, okay? Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah. But the fact that Fauci stays in, as Pai said, despite all his failures and mistakes, it speaks about the fact that these are people not who just enjoy having him there, but that there is really an agenda. He's been there, put in place, and I never use the term deep state. I never use that term. I don't like to use it. But now it's hard for me to deny its existence, because it's becoming so obvious that there is a class of bureaucrats, a group of bureaucrats inside the U.S. government who do have an agenda. These are people who do work and think long-term. Just a disclosure, my family has been working with the federal government for more than half a century, so I do have some inside knowledge about this. Can't speak much about it, but it's real. It's real that there are powerful interests, entrenched in the U.S. government, and these are people who think long-term, and they have their people in the right positions, right places, and they will keep them there to achieve that agenda, whatever it might be.
You know, John, there's only one thing
And we'll stop it there. Thank you, Sam. I guess we went through the break. It was just a very cogent conversation. We'll discuss a little bit more of this afterwards.
Of a time when our people just didn't kill each other. Instead, they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the farther sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.